And I'll send the picture into the chat room, the picture that started this whole mess at crusadechannel.com/chat. Oh yeah, that's right. You guys don't follow the news because you're smarter than I am. I follow the news for you. I can't believe I let this one slip. So this picture was put up and people are like, oh, look at your ugly ginger boyfriend with his ugly flip-flops. You dress like a soy boy. And everybody's like, ah, it's because you guys are just so sexually frustrated with me that you just make fun of me all the time. And everybody's like, bro, what? You honestly think about that. Oh, what did she say about her husband's feet or her boyfriend's feet? Hold on. This is her. She got caught coming back from the airport 12 hours ago.
So recently went to Florida.
Of course, she's a 12-year-old girl, so she's chewing gum while she does this.
Republicans developed an obsession with Riley's feet, so...
Riley's her husband, her boyfriend's feet.
Give the people what they want!
The fact that she went absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts! This was the tweet. On December 31st, on New Year's Eve. Because we were all like, hey, your boyfriend's got ugly feet. He should dress like a man. Don't wear flip-flops. And she's like, it's starting to get old, ignoring the very obvious, strange, and deranged sexual frustrations that underpin the Republicans' fixation on me, women, and LGBT and people in general. We were all like, what? You think we're mad at you because you're too sexy? Oh, so sexy. No, honey. It's because you sound like a 12-year-old every time you talk. But that was... So every time she says something now, we're all like, it must be because you're just so hot, AOC, that we can't handle it. you're just so hot that I can't handle all the stuff coming, all the stupidity coming out of your mouth. I mean, talk about over... That's the tweet right there. That was sent out on the 31st. That just everybody went, and I'm sorry I didn't talk about it earlier. But if I make references like that in the future, that's why. Because she literally said, I am too sexy for you all.
I am too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Sir, all right, she's gonna come into Congress with that. He's just too sexy for us. Oh, it's so sexy with that absolute ridiculous nonsense.
Shirt.
Unbelievable, man. Shirt. Just it's actually too funny that she came up with that. I completely lost my train of thought. This segment of the program is brought to you by shop.mikechurch.com. Shop.mikechurch.com. Where you can still get great gifts for the 12 days of Christmas. Tomorrow is the Feast of the Epiphany. Cigars. You can get the King Dudes Acadiana Steak Rug. King Dudes Beast and Butt Rub. And more. Shop.mikechurch.com. Coffee. Apparently coffee's in the news because Starbucks, Charbucks as I like to call them, is going to start mandating vaccines, which I don't know why you're still going to Starbucks. Stop doing that. Go to shop.mikechurch.com and get your coffee there. You know, we have the Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast, which is awesome. I love the Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast. It's great. But also, we got to spread the word about the Twin Pikes coffee, especially Cafe San Luis. It's amazing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on Mystic Monk Coffee. Y'all do what you got to do. But we need to really be promoting Twin Pikes coffee, because that coffee... It's smooth. It's delicious. I run on it, and we need to get this. That's got to be the coffee people got to be drinking. No offense to Mystic Monk, y'all do your Mystic Monk thing, but I am all about Cafe San Luis or Crusade Cabbage and Dark Roast Coffee as well. And of course, when we have it, I don't know if we actually have it in stock right now because The Abbey Roast, I don't know if we have it or not. Let me check real quick. We do or do not at shop.mikechurch. We also have the Abbey Rose coffee from Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery in Silver City, New Mexico. Don't forget about them. I love the black and white blend. They got delicious, delicious coffee there, too. So check out our coffees at shop.mikechurch.com. There it is, shop.mikechurch.com. Okay. So let me start off the program with, I thought I was done with this, but apparently not, because the right is a bunch of losers. A bunch of losers. Headline, and I kid you not, from Brandon Morris at redstate.com. The next Rush Limbaugh. And guess whose picture is under that headline? That's the headline. The next, not a question mark, the proclamation of the next Rush Limbaugh. Joe freaking Rogan. So he writes, once talk radio legend and conservative thought leader, the great Rush Limbaugh passed, a conversation nationally began around the nation, who was going to take over. Sure, there would be people who filled in on the show, blah, blah, blah. If we're being completely honest, there's no replacing Rush Limbaugh. He was a singular personality, but that spirit of waking people up as Limbaugh could absolutely be taken on by somebody else. And we can easily conclude that's already happened. Joe Rogan is doing exactly what Rush Limbaugh did. And whether many would like to admit it or not, Rogan is the new Rush Limbaugh. This is why conservatives lose every single time. This is why conservatives lose. Because he started the whole thing that with conservative thought leader, Rush Limbaugh. Joe Rogan is not a conservative thought leader. Joe Rogan is not right wing. Joe Rogan is pro-sodomite. Joe Rogan is pro-abortion. Oh, but he loves guns. I don't care. He is pro-abortion. He is pro-drugs. He is pro-DMT. He is pro-sodomy. He has none of the values that we, as supposed conservatives, you and I, who we're just left in the dust, because who cares about us, right? Who cares about us? It's the right chasing legitimacy. Right? When we had Rush, hey, whatever Rush says, we go. Because we're a bunch of leaderless losers that we have to grapple on. Oh, look, Joe Rogan had Dr. Malone on. Oh, God. Like Dr. Malone hasn't been on other shows. Like Dr. Peter McCullough hasn't been on Mike Church's show several times. But look at the amount of listeners that Joe Rogan gets. But of course, Brandon tries to save himself by saying, Rogan and Limbaugh couldn't be more different in personality. They could hardly be considered ideological twins, but they're very similar in terms of results. See, that's where he's wrong. That's where he's wrong. The results are not the same because it's all through the purview of how it's being dispensed. Does that make sense? Because when Limbaugh was talking about it, you knew what he believed. I was not a huge Limbaugh fan. All right. I'm not going to lie and say I listened to him all the time. I didn't, but I knew Rush set the agenda and Rush believed conservative principles. Joe Rogan does not. Joe Rogan does not believe. He hates the Catholic Church. I don't know what Rogan's deal. I don't know if Limbaugh hated the, I don't think he did. He was ambivalent, whatever. But he at least understood those principles. Rogan is actively against it. The conservative movement, our principles, your principles, my principles, they will never, ever, 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 ever line up. They will never be prominent again because you've got Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan leading the quote-unquote conservative movement. And if they are leading the conservative movement, then guess what? There is no conservative movement. Was Limbaugh pro-sodomite? I need to know that. Was he pro-death? Was he pro-abortion? I need to know that. Because I know for a fact, I know for an absolute fact, Joe Rogan is pro-sodomite. He is pro-tranny. He is pro-abortion. He is pro all of those things. I just need to know these things. Because like I said, I didn't listen to Rush. So I can't give you that. But this is, once again, folks, why do conservatives lose? Because we follow people who don't believe our